All right, nice to have everyone back with us. Remember, Nation's Great Pies. This is fruit season. It's starting to happen. My daughter Bonnie went out there cherry picking today to Brentwood, I'm sure very carefully and safely. But Nation's Pies, they're made with those fresh ingredients. Boy, I could go for a nice Nation's Strawberry Pie or Apple Pie. Of course, Nation's available for takeout. Check it out. They are absolutely the best. If you want to do something special for this weekend, Nations is the place to check it out. All right. Joining us now, his mother named him Mark A. Simon. We changed it to Mark A. Simon Says on Twitter, and that's what we call him. But it is Mark A. Simon of Sports Info Solutions. Always an interesting take on baseball. Mark, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. I thought when we connected that I was ordering a blueberry pie. I hope they delivered at Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Let me tell you, the Nation's Pies, and I'm glad you give me a chance to say it again, they are the best in the world. They are absolutely terrific. And this is the season right now for strawberries and all that. So, yes, when we get together, and you will come out here at some point, you will get a Nation's Pie. Trust me.
Nice.
We'll take care of you. How are you this week? So much going on in baseball with the new divisions, possibly baseball making a deal with the umpires. There's all sorts of negotiations going on with the players' union. It looks like there will be a plan to have baseball. Whether we'll do it or not, who knows? But they do seem to have a plan coming up.
Yeah, I always prefer to hear the finalized version of things as opposed to just the rumor, I guess, of it happening. I'm glad that they did things like they got the umpire thing completely out of the way. And they have this plan that Nightingale reported about, three 10-team divisions, which it will be very interesting, like, for our grandchildren, the people 30, 40 years down the road when they're looking, and all of a sudden, with like when you would thumb through like a baseball history book, and all of a sudden you get to this year. And that's what I've been thinking about lately, about how unusual that's going to seem. Just like when I was a kid, like 1981 is like so different from any other year in baseball. Let's just hope that they're able to get through and hopefully make something happen.
Mark A. Simon Says on Twitter. His actual name is Mark A. Simon. So Willie Mays' birthday is coming up, 89, this next week on May the 6th. The terrific book coming out by John Shea that I was glad to help John with in certain parts of it. But I thought I'd ask you this. And Willie Mays, and I know you didn't see him play, but you've done so much research in the world of baseball. If I say the name Willie Mays to you, what comes up first?
So the thing I remember most from just watching highlights, the one that gets shown most frequently is the catch. And the thing that's distinctive about the catch to me is the way that he sprints back to center field. When you watch hitting highlights, and I know he's one of the all-time greats, I've seen the four home runs in a game clip. I've seen the line drive double in Game 7 of the 62 World Series. But I tend to think of the fact that he must have been really, really fast. And he must have been a great fielder. And that the plays, there must be so many plays that we didn't see that must have just been amazing. And I know my dad likes to tell a story of one, and I don't remember the details of it off the top of my head, but catches that he would make in the Polo Grounds where he would kind of disappear from sight if you were sitting in the wrong spot, that were just improbable kind of things. And then I do statistically, I want to. There's one obscure thing that I really like. He had the 20 homer, 20 triple, 20 steal season, which is an incredible rarity in baseball history. He did it in 1957, and that's just a fun. You can obviously talk about the 660 home runs and 338 steals, the 3200 hits, all that stuff. But I like the silly aspect of the odd statistical combination there.
Good look back. Good way to talk about Willie Mays. I like it. You came up with some good stuff there, some good images, let's put it that way. Mark A. Simon says on Twitter, another question I ask everyone this week, and I'm going to ask you, and it's just a gut reaction. When I grew up, there were certain records. I said, they'll never break this record. You know, Ty Cobb with the most hits and Walter Johnson with the most consecutive innings pitch scoreless. Whether it was going to be Gehrig's record. And then, of course, records are made to be broken. And I think for me, the one record I said, no one's ever going to break this was Gehrig. And, of course, this is the anniversary of Gehrig taking himself out of the lineup after 2,130 games consecutively played. Was there a record that you grew up with that said, boy, that's just unapproachable and somehow someone broke it? Does anything come to mind for you?
755.
Yeah, it's funny. Someone else said that today, too. Okay.
Yeah, I just think when you're a little kid and you get introduced to things, one of my first introductions to baseball is Hank Aaron being elected to the Hall of Fame in 82 and being told that, you know, this is the number, this is the one of the great numbers in baseball history. And think about it, you know, when you hit 755, you would have to hit 30 for 26 years in a row. And just to think about the staggering nature of that. But I guess some things happened, and it was broken, and that'd be that.
That's a good one. All right, well, let's move on. Last week, we didn't get to a couple of areas that I thought we could touch on this week, and that's a little bit of base running, and you have so many great statistical tools that you use these days. Going first to third, and I brought it up the other day with Ron Wotus. We talked about the Angels teams of the early 2000s with Mike Socha, the way they ran. And I always was so impressed how they could go first to third. What about today's game? Is there someone or a team or way that you could quantify it going first to third? And who stands out to you?
So we looked at it. I looked at your question on a grander scale of the idea of getting the extra base on a hit. And we have some stats that allow us to track that. That's as simple as just charting things that happen in games. And a couple of takeaways from that. One is, I think the guy's great at everything. Mike Trout's really good at that. Mike Trout will go first to third or second to home, and he will get good jumps and good reads on the base paths. Last year in the National League, Adam Eaton and Jason Hayward were two of the best guys in terms of getting that extra base on a hit. Anthony Rendon also has a good rep in that regard. He was good 2 years ago. Kevin Pillar was really good last year, particularly on going first to home. I would imagine he took advantage of the dimensions at home a little bit. He did that at a rate that was better than most would do in the major leagues. The team, I thought this was interesting in looking it up. The team that has been good, not just this past year, but the past 5 years, has a really good track record in this. And I was thinking about, all right, why might that be? And I think there are some answers to that. Is the Diamondbacks. The Diamondbacks are really good at taking extra bases on hits. And if you remember last year, too, they were great at stolen bases. They were like 88% of the team stealing bases. And it struck me that maybe it's the fact that they play a lot of games in Arizona where the outfield's pretty big. Colorado, the outfield's pretty big, so you have room to take advantage of it there. Petco plays big at times. Giants home park plays big at times, too. So I thought that might be a reason. They were like the consensus number one, because there's a couple different stats that track this, and they both have the Diamondbacks as the best team in baseball at it. So when you watch them, you see it.
Interesting. Very good. One last thought for you. There's so many simulated leagues going on these days. Different San Francisco Chronicles got one. Stratomatic's got one. Baseball's got one. And the Giants are not doing very well in any of them, so to speak. And sometimes we evaluate players by WAR or something like that. But going, I don't know if you've looked at any of these simulations. But is anyone doing anything for the Giants computer-wise that you've noticed?
Boy. Well, let's see. So I can tell you, when I was a kid, I loved that stuff. I made the remark, this isn't necessarily funny, but that I've done the social distancing kind of thing by locking myself in my room and playing Micro League Baseball for 8 hours a day. And I know that's essentially the equivalent of Stratomatic. You know, that was when I was 13, 14, 15 years old. I'm looking at the one that's on Baseball Reference right now. And I guess the things that you would be pleased with if you were a Giant fan would be that Gausman's pitched well, 2.25 ERA in six starts. Which I imagine is respectable. And a lot of the bullpen has pitched well. Nick Vincent, Tony Watson, Logan Webb, Trevor Gott, and Trevor Cahill have all pitched well. The problem that the Giants have, and they're 11-22 in this sim, is that they don't hit, and they don't really hit at all. And I think that's something that we're kind of expecting going into the season. You've got Belt hitting 229 in the Baseball Reference, and you've got Billy Hamilton playing every day and having a 279 on base. That's not going to cut it. So the Giants team has some issues, sim or non-sim. You should ask Wotus about Gabe Sims and if Gabe's Sims are going better than the ones that we're seeing.
Okay, that's a good question for the professor. Mark, always a pleasure having you on. I know I threw you some curveballs tonight, but you hit them well. And just stay safe. And as I said, every day is a new adventure for all of us. And baseball is part of that adventure now. As I believe they are going to try to get some plan together. We'll see where it goes. But at least there's something moving in what I think could be a positive direction. So be well, stay safe, and we'll chat with you next week.
Same. Thanks, Marty.
All right. You can catch Mark A. Simon Says on Twitter. His podcast is terrific. And, of course, Sports Info Solutions. More coming up. KMBR 680, 104.5, the sports leader.